We're reporting this week on ways to help people stay in their homes as they grow older. You've seen that lady in the television commercial with the panic button around her neck?
I've fallen, and I can't get up!
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
Well, high-tech monitoring has come a long way. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, there is a growing market in technology that lets adult children keep an eye on their parents 24 hours a day.
It's dinner time in Savannah, Georgia. Colleen Hendry is bringing food to her parents' ranch house.
Oops, not warm.
Her mother's watching TV.
Hey, Mama.
Colleen heads to the kitchen to dish out meatloaf, mashed potatoes, green beans, and squash. Her mom suffers brain damage from a stroke. With her dad's health failing as well, Colleen's been helping out more and more in recent years.
Oh, here's your ketchup. And there's your salt shaker.
Edward and Lavinia Fitzgerald settle around the table. It's a normal dinner scene, but for one thing, there's actually an extra guest at this meal.
No, that's Denise. That's our goodest friend.
She's waving at you.
Yeah.
Denise Cady is waving from a computer monitor that sits just next to the kitchen table.
And how's the weather down there?
Couldn't beat it with a stick.
Oh, my goodness.
That's good.
Denise is what's called a tele-caregiver, and for 2 years, she's been checking on the Fitzgeralds every evening from way up in Lafayette, Indiana. She joins in mealtime chatter, just like a friend who's dropped by. She asks after family and neighbors. She takes it in stride when Colleen's mom, Lavinia, gets the sillies, as she often does.
Well, Lavinia, you are really tickled right now.
You might think this isn't so strange. Lots of people use the computer to Skype with far-flung relatives. But it turns out Denise can see almost every move the Fitzgeralds make. Their house is wired with video cameras, like something out of a sci-fi movie, though you can't tell at first.
They have one of the cameras right there.
Oh, I see. It's in like a enclosed bubble in the ceiling.
Yeah, that's it.
I see it turning now.
You can actually hear the camera swivel. There's one in the front that shows who comes in the door. It can pan down a hall to show who goes into the bathroom and bedroom, but it can't see into those rooms. A second camera surveys the living room, dining room, and kitchen. Colleen admits the notion made her wary.
Well, at first I was thinking all sorts of things. My dad sitting around in his underwear, my mother. I just thought, oh my God, these people are going to see everything. You know, and that part of it bothered me.
But after her mom broke her ankle 2 years ago, Colleen became overwhelmed with the duties of caring for her aging parents, and she worried constantly when she wasn't with them.
I know that the burden's on me if something happened.
Desperate for help, Colleen discovered a new video monitoring service and signed them up. It's turned out to be a huge relief for her dad as well. As with many elderly spouses, his wife's condition has thrown Edward into the exhausting role of full-time caregiver. Now, with the cameras on, he can get out of the house for daily mass and a gab session with his buddies at McDonald's.
We go down there and we sit around and talk, and that telephone will ring, and I'm on my way. I'm home in 5 minutes.
Denise or another telecaregiver call Edward's cell phone if they notice Lavinia staying in the bathroom a bit too long. They've called when, in fact, she has fallen and couldn't get up. They also alert Colleen and even call in the middle of the night if something seems wrong.
They're diligent. They're on the ball. And I like it.
What about this high-tech invasion of his privacy? Edward says he never actually worried about it.
That wouldn't bother me. What worried me more than anything else is bringing strangers into your house.
Strangers do come in. A home health aide gets Lavinia bathed and dressed every day. Colleen says she's grateful the cameras can monitor the quality of that care.
Amen, Brother Ben. Mm-hmm. Make a rhyme every time.
That's good. Are those fresh?
The company that's monitoring the Fitzgerald house is called ResCare. Here's the dinner scene from their offices in Indiana.
Amen, Brother Ben.
Oh, looks good. Are those fresh green beans?
Yes, they are.
Telecaregiver Denise Cady sits before two large computer screens. On one, she sees the Fitzgeralds. Cady can also see thumbnail video images of 24 other homes. She'll check on each one over the course of her shift. Clients' children could log into the same video Denise watches and monitor parents themselves. This long-distance care isn't cheap. ResCare services start at $600 a month and can run well over $1,000, depending on how much active monitoring is needed. But that's still a lot less than the average nursing home.
Primarily, the people that are using this at this time are those that are in the beginning stages of Alzheimer's or dementia.
ResCare spokesperson Nell Taylor says a telecaregiver can remind someone to take their medication at a certain time. They can alert a relative if someone appears confused or in distress. They can also help with the simple tasks of daily life, like the time a client was about to sit down to breakfast.
And the telecaregiver zoomed in on the frying pan and said, maybe you ought to cook the sausage and the eggs a little longer. The eggs look kind of runny and the sausage is pink.
No doubt, starring in your own daily reality show won't appeal to everyone. But there are all kinds of remote monitoring systems popping up to keep tabs on a fast-aging population. Most use motion sensors, and they alert children to every mundane detail of a parent's day. When they get in and out of bed, sit on the sofa, open the refrigerator door, turn on the AC. ResCare's Taylor says all the research and startup companies are driven by this simple equation.
At the same time that we have this huge population of aging folks, we have a shrinking population of caregivers, of younger people who are able to provide the care that these older people are going to need. And if we don't find other ways, then we are really going to be in big trouble in the future.
This is for you for later.
Okay.
In Savannah, Colleen scoops out some extra banana pudding for her parents to snack on.
I was going to leave the whole dish, but I thought better of it, Denise.
It would be gone by tomorrow morning, I'm telling you.
Colleen says she figured video monitoring would help her parents stay healthy and at home. She had no idea they would also gain a friend.
You see how old people, they're just lonely. And this makes mom and daddy happy. So I was happy about that aspect. You know, it makes me not so feel so guilty when I run in. Here's your dinner. I'm out of there.
As Denise and the Fitzgeralds keep chatting, Colleen gathers her dishes.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
She leaves her parents for the night, reassured that they're not really alone. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
You can see what that video from the Fitzgeralds' house looks like at our website, npr.org. And this evening on All Things Considered, Jennifer reports on houses designed with aging in mind.